Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Executive Vice President of Business Development at Microsoft, Peggy Johnson, joins us in studio to talk about the latest AI breakthroughs. As for Microsoft's latest effort on that front, most recently at VivaTech in Paris, CEO Satya Nadella talked about the potential of artificial intelligence to transform industries. In particular, how AI is being used with Publicis Group to build Marcel. This is a platform to connect the advertising giant's 80,000 employees across geographies. Publicis promises its employees that Marcel will do things like cut time spent on tedious and highly manual processes, such as timesheets and expenses. Marcel will debut as a mobile application for Android and iOS, but future versions will include a desktop version and other interfaces as needs arise. Coming up, Microsoft exec Peggy Johnson joins us in the Wall Street Journal podcast studio to talk about what else is cooking in the AI factory over at Microsoft. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
At Microsoft, Peggy Johnson is responsible for driving strategic partnerships to accelerate growth. Basically, she is in the trenches working with startups and large-scale enterprises and has her finger on the pulse of all the innovation happening in the very, very exciting world of artificial intelligence. She joins us in studio now, Executive Vice President of Business Development at Microsoft, Peggy Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya. It's great to be here.
The progress being made in AI is happening so quickly, but, and we were just talking about this, I get a sense that as the general public, we don't even know the half of it, like living and breathing. And we see it with smartphones. It's becoming a life essential at this point. How do you wrap your head around the progress and value of this tech, seeing it up close the way you do?
Right. So it is a bit of a buzzy word right now, but actually at Microsoft, we've been involved with AI for about 25 years, going all the way back to when Bill Gates started Microsoft Research on the campus.
Right.
And that was really the main focus of that. And now, fast forward, I think what you're seeing is an acceleration of progress. So within the last year or two, we've started to see both speech and image at parity with humans. And now I think things are really going to kick in and we'll see and hear more and more about positive outcomes.
And now you see all the tech giants trying to find ways to make this, I mean, we'd say new, crazy, powerful tool. But as you just said, it is not new, but it's just making such crazy progress right now. How is Microsoft approaching the power of this tool?
One of the things we're focused on is really accessibility, AI for all, because it is a powerful tool. And we want to ensure that everybody has access to it, whether they're working on trying to find a cure for cancer or understanding climate change. And it can be a complex topic. So that's been our focus, sort of democratizing it for more people to access it.
One thing I know Microsoft is taking a big initiative with is using AI to help people with disabilities and really pouring a lot into it. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Sure. So again, being a tool, we think focused on people who have disabilities is a great area for us to kind of put our energies on. Just recently, we had a contest, an AI contest, and one of the winners is a company named Voiceit out of Israel. And what they've done is very interesting. So for people who have disabilities with speech, maybe due to a stroke or cerebral palsy, I mean, this sort of thing affects so many families where you have someone and their speech is somewhat unintelligible. Well, what they've done is focused their energies on understanding that speech. And it will train over time and it'll learn how someone says a word. So then, and then it'll translate that. You can think of it almost as a translation service for people. So then the family can understand them more readily. It's not as frustrating for both sides. And so I'm super excited about it. Just a small team, and they were one of the winners of our AI contest.
And jumping onto that, Microsoft recently announced it acquired Semantic Machines. I heard its hook is conversational AI.
Yeah, so Semantic Machines, based in Berkeley, California, has a fabulous team of very talented individuals. I'm thrilled that they'll be joining us. But essentially, this idea of conversational AI is more than just the Q&A that you may be familiar with agents today. And it'll take it sort of to the next level, where it'll be more of a natural language conversation. And the more you talk to the agent, it can learn things about you. So as an example, let's say you have a meeting with your boss. Your boss's plane is going to be late. You have to reschedule the meeting. You can say to the agent, I need to reschedule the meeting, but it needs to be in enough time for her to drive in from the airport. And the agent can understand that more in a conversational manner rather than saying, you know, well, what time is her plane land? What time does that plane land? What meeting rooms are available? You can just have a natural conversation. And I think that is certainly an interesting use case for productivity, but you can imagine applying that to all sorts of things, for elderly people, for children. I think it'll open up a lot of opportunities in several areas.
That brings up a good point, because it's funny. It's such a powerful tool as it is right now, but do you get a sense from the public that we do appreciate what it can do, but we're so impatient and it's already made us impossible, the things that we've already gotten used to, right? So we need it to work better now. You know, as far as true capability goes, the possibilities seem endless. What are creative minds, what else are they working with right now? There's this whole creative industry that Microsoft can tap into. What's new and exciting?
Well, I think if you look at industries that have big pools of data, so areas like healthcare, finance and banking, manufacturing, I think those are going to be the areas where we're going to see the biggest near-term outcomes with AI. So you can imagine, for healthcare, we have already vast pools of data that we can reason across and surface insights on, health data that maybe has been collected over a number of years. So, for instance, one of the companies we've been working with is called Adaptive Biotechnologies, and they're seeking to map the human immune system. And if you can do that, you can detect cancer much earlier. You can understand autoimmune diseases. And so the idea would be, through a blood test, to eventually be able to map every individual's immune system. So those are the types of breakthroughs I think we will start to see early on. And then later on into other areas that maybe have less pools of data, but you can start to merge pools of data together and also surface insights.
Mm-hmm. And speaking to just putting everything together, a big part of your everyday involves working with startups. You get a first look at the true innovation happening right behind the curtain. Is there something that really excites you that's on the horizon?
You know, there's a number of things. When we ran this contest just over the last few months, we gathered literally hundreds of companies from all over submitted, and it was tough, to tell you the truth, to narrow it down. Voicet was one of the ones. Another one that came out of that area was an interesting one called Zen City. And basically, it is focused on gathering data for city managers. So if you look at cities, there's a lot of ways that you can offer your feedback. And their AI is focused on gathering all that data and then surfacing what is the thing that the citizens are most upset about or most happy about, rather than going from website to website across different aspects of the city's areas of focus. And I think that's an interesting one. It gives a tool to city managers that they never had. They have an insight into their citizens that they've never had. So we're focused in the startup community because they tend to look at, very narrowly at a problem and then focus AI algorithms on that to search for a solution. And we look far and wide for this signal. And running the contest, we surfaced quite a bit of new signal from all over the world that we'll continue to follow up on and track.
There's a lot of exciting stuff to look out for, so we appreciate you kind of hinting at what's ahead. Peggy Johnson, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Tanya.
That does it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.